Hey, beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. It's Rosie on the house with you. 3 hours. First hour, landscape and gardening. Second hour, open format. Third hour, we bring you a topic today. What to do first? Remodel the kitchen or remodel the bathroom?
I did say I would just pay for the plumbing service call, right? I did that one time and the woman was upset she wasn't getting a whole bathroom remodel for free.
Can't please them all.
I said, Phyllis,
if you're
seriously?
If you're going to do bathrooms for free, Rosie, I'm calling in next weekend.
Tom Riley of Renovations here to visit with me, Rosie Romero, and my son, Romy, about the growing trend of remodeling. We in the remodeling world have definitely seen a cutback on remodeling activity the last 6 or 7 or 8 years. But, boy, it's coming back, and it's coming back with a rush. And, Tom, I wanted to share with you, for the sake of our listeners, kind of the classes of people that we're seeing call our office right now for remodeling activity. You know, one of the classes we're seeing is some, and I immediately know that they're probably one of the more intelligent buyers and customers we'll ever deal with, people that bought low. They bought in 2009. They bought in 2010. They bought at record low prices. I'm not going to go there. But people literally walking out of their house, going across the street, and buying the same neighborhood for 40 cents on the dollar. I don't think that's right, but a lot of people did it.
Yes, they did.
But there are a lot of people that were in a position to buy in 2009 and 2010. I could remember talking to Malcolm Barrett, a realtor up in Prescott. He said, Rosie, if you're interested in land at all, and this was in the summer of 2010, he says, we're selling land up here now for what we sold it for in the 60s. He says, you've got to get up here now.
He's absolutely correct.
Yeah, man. But lots of opportunity to snap up some incredible properties in 2009 and 2010.
And a lot of people did that. I would take your class and divide it into two subclasses.
Okay.
One of those subclasses is people who have bought low in order to be able to do a little fix up and flip it.
Yep.
You know, and then there's those who have bought low because they want to live in it. And had they had the opportunity to do that, and they kind of want to put their own imprint on that house. So I think there's two kinds of people. The ones that do the flipping are ones that are basically out there not looking for the best job necessarily, but they're looking for the best price, you know, and they're doing that. The folks that are calling us are the ones that want to put their own imprint on this house that they bought and they were fortunate enough to buy right.
You know, we talk to a lot of young people who are trying to get in their first home, and of course, a lot of what they're looking at in Maricopa County and Pima County and Pinal County will be these flips on the low side that you're getting into for under $125,000 or under $100,000. And we saw a huge monster problem develop when you have these investors come in, buy these at 40 cents on the dollar, put $5,000 or $8,000 in new carpet, maybe a new countertop, and they don't paint the house, but they leave a can of paint open in a closet so it smells like fresh paint inside the house. that one of my painters I was talking to the other day, he says, you know, these people, I ask them, do you want a paint job or do you just want it to the smell of fresh paint? Because I can give you two different prices, you know.
Well, you got to be careful with the paint smell in the house. That means that you're using a high VOC paint.
Yes.
And that's not good.
But a lot of these investors aren't using licensed contractors. They're not pulling permits. And you're buying a pig in a poke. And in the last year and a half, I can't tell you the number of phone calls we've got at our office about, I bought this house. Something about it's falling apart. I can't find the investor. No permit information at the city. No licensed contractor to attach to the warranty claim. It has become a huge problem.
It's also a problem in Yavapai County as well.
Yeah.
And I think that we do get calls from those people, and my heart goes out to them. There's not much you can do. I mean, there's no recourse that they have. If they haven't used licensed contractors, if they haven't used a reputable company, then they're pretty much on their own, and they have to hire somebody to come in and fix it.
When a young couple calls me and wants advice on what kind of home to buy, I tell them, look, buy an older home in an older established neighborhood in a school district close to the church of your choice, and find that home that has the least amount of work done to it as possible. Get it as a close to original condition as possible, because then you're fairly safe that they haven't touched a lot of stuff unpermitted, unlicensed.
That's correct. That's very good advice.
Oh, man. Folks, we're going to take a short break here. Bottom of the hour news, bottom of the hour catch up here. Find out what's going on around the block, around the state, and around the world and country. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the next couple categories of people that are considering remodeling and take your call as well. Right here at Rosie on the House with special guest in studio from Prescott, Tom Riley of Renovations.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.